I remember well the day I heard that a certain legendary justice would retire from the United States Supreme Court. It was a Thursday, and I was at home in a Virginia suburb of Washington, D.C., when my husband Dave called. Justice Thurgood Marshall had just phoned him at work to prepare him for what he'd certainly hear later on the news. Marshall was retiring. Dave was supposed to have started work as a Supreme Court clerk for Justice Marshall that next Monday, just 4 days later. No justice, no clerkship. When Sandra Day O'Connor announced her retirement, I thought first of who might be the nominee and how that would change the makeup of the court. I thought second of her would-be clerks. It's because a clerkship at the Supreme Court is a mighty big deal. Supreme Court clerks work closely with their justice. They can write initial drafts of opinions for the justice. They discuss important legal issues with the justice and fellow clerks. They help to decide which cases are heard by the justices and which aren't. Even a tiny few are later asked to become Supreme Court justices themselves. Nominee John Roberts is a former clerk, as was Chief Justice William Rehnquist, for whom Roberts clerked. But aside from the more intellectual pursuits, Supreme Court clerks also get to walk the restricted marble halls of the Supreme Court building. They bump into justices walking those same halls. They lunch with the justices. They get to play basketball on a court on the top floor that is referred to fondly as the highest court in the land. It is perhaps the best job a young lawyer can get. For 1 year, a clerk has an insider's view of the nation's most important court. And it can be a lucrative job, too, once the federal salaried clerkship is over. While many clerks go on to teach at law schools, those who join law firms haven't made financially from the very start. Today, law firms pay signing bonuses of, get this, up to $175,000. Yes, that's $175,000 in a lump sum payment just for agreeing to work at a particular firm once their year at the Supreme Court is done. That's in addition to a hefty annual salary. So when the call comes that the clerkship won't be happening after all, it's sort of like getting hit in the stomach with a Corinthian column. And you can't blame the clerks who sign on with older justices. It's good form to apply to all nine. Many justices prefer apolitical clerks. And anyone lucky enough to get an offer grabs it happily, no matter the justice's age. Plus, this all happens more than 1 year before the start of the clerkship, long before any real plans for retirement. Now, losing a clerkship isn't like losing a regular job, of course. My husband quickly signed on to work for a law firm. And later, we heard that the remaining justices give special hiring preference to those persons who would have clerked but for a justice's retirement. In the end, that's what happened to my husband. The next year, he clerked for Justice Byron White and spent a wonderful year in the White Chambers working with a brilliant, kind, and charismatic man who had a lot of really cool football and Kennedy memorabilia. But when we got that call that Thursday, we didn't know that's the happy way it would all end for us. For some, when a Supreme Court justice retires, it's all about politics. For others, it's also way personal. I'm Amy Guida.